Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's number one this week. Straight in to the Pepsi chart. That's Blur, Beetlebum, 14 past nine. So that was cool. 0171-484-8958. Holiday up for grabs this morning with South African Airways. Breakfast show Tuesday morning, 28th of January, live from Cape Town, Taron & Co. till Pink at 10. You know, it's fairly comprehensible, Steve Penk is the sort of witterings of a Mancunian fool. The other day on the thing laughingly called the Steve Penk Show between 10 and, I don't know, what time is it, about 1, I think, goes on and on. Feels a lot longer. Got 10 to, the very loud lorry in the background, 10 to 1. He's doing this thing with, is the pot calling the kettle black, really. He's doing this thing with words you find very difficult to say.
Is this Tracy?
Yes, it is. Hi, Steve.
It's the word you can't say, Tracy.
Binoculars.
Yeah, can you try one more time for us, Tracy, just for our amusement?
Binoculars,
of course. Excellent. Who else is here? Is this Dean?
Hello.
Hello, Dean. Yes, what's the word that you can't say?
Digitally.
Concentrate, Dean.
Digitally.
Excellent. Zoe's here. Hello, Zoe.
Yes.
What's the word you can't say?
Hippopotamus.
What?
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus?
Yeah.
Try again, Zoe.
Hippopotamus.
Excellent. And Larry's here. Hello, Larry.
Hello.
Word you can't say?
Creep.
What?
Creep.
Crisps.
Yes.
Again, Larry?
Creep. Do that sound right?
He's a fruitcake. Creeps!
What's the matter with him? These are the sort of people who listen to Stephen Peng between 10 and 1 every morning.
Creeps!
Live from Cape Town, 16 past 9.
Creeps!
Broken Wings, Mr. Mister, the South African sunshine. Tuesday morning, 28th of January, live from the waterfront in Cape Town. Capital breakfast with South African Airways. You could win yourself a holiday. Get down here this morning before 10. There's still time. 0171-484-8958. Part of the big new hobby in the town of Sousse in Tunisia up in northern Africa is locust tossing. It's a rather bizarre sport. It sounds a bizarre sport in which men hurl living insects onto a 400-foot strip of honey. Must be very dull in Tunisia if this is one of their favourite sports. And see whose bug lands the farthest away. So it's very cruel as well. Apparently the event requires great skill because if the locust isn't thrown exactly in the right manner, it'll spread its wings and spoil everything.
The Capital Travel Centre with Cellnet, the big network. No one covers more of the UK population.
Doesn't sound a whole hell of a night out, really, does
it? I'm glad you explained that.
It's being covered by Sky Sports.
Yeah. No, it's not a big... Well, topless locust tossing.
Sorry we're late, by the way.
No problem at all.
Trouble with the lines.
Have you... Oh, that's a shame.
You thought we'd forgotten you completely, don't you?
Yes, I did.
No,
there was trouble.
It was purely technical.
There was
a locust jammed in the left transponder.
I thought there was. I told you about locust tossing before. Now, serious accident on New Road in...
AirCheckDownloads.com.